What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammett, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers. They'll say take toxic people, say disorder, take toxic traits out. Today's episode is going to be entitled, How can you tell a narcissist to get help? How can you convince a narcissist to get help? Is there any way to tell my partner or my parent or whoever that it is that they might be a narcissist and they need to go to therapy and all the other good stuff? Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure y'all check out the self-love brand. I love me, self-love and healing. I'm good. Links in the description of every single video and podcast that I do. So, Yep. Is there a way for a narcissist to go get help? So I get, me in particular, I get this question a lot. I know Ben Taylor over at Raw Motivations. I know he gets this same question a lot as well, about, you know, being a narcissist in therapy that's still married and having a relationship. People ask, like, how do I get my partner to go get help? What can I say to them? Is there any way that I could put these into words to make them go get help? And y'all, the answer to that question, people don't like when I tell them this, you can't make them go get help.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It can't be you. It just, yeah. So many people attach their self-worth to whether or not their narcissistic toxic partner goes to therapy or goes and get help. Like, you say, like, well, I must not be worth much because my partner doesn't want to go get help. And my partner must not really love me because they don't want to go get help. They don't want to go get assistance. My partner doesn't want to do this. My partner feels this way. So they must not love me. They must not care about me. Y'all, that's not the truth right there, y'all. It has very little to do with you. It has way less to do with you than you think it does. Whether a narcissistic person goes and gets help, goes to therapy or not, it's way less dependent upon you than you think it is. You know, but like, I guess I wasn't worth enough for them to go to therapy and get help. Lee, you love your wife enough to go to therapy for her. It's not about her. Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, another self-aware narcissist on here, didn't go to therapy. Because his wife, you know, he doesn't go to therapy for his wife right now. He goes to therapy to make himself better. I go to therapy to make myself better. It's not about them. It's still about us. I'm very selfish in my healing. And for a narcissistic person to go get help, they have to want to do it themselves, y'all. They have to want to go get help themselves. Like, a lot of narcissists do know that something is going on within themselves. But to admit that takes so much strength. And takes so much the will to want to deal with shame that a lot of them don't possess that. They don't possess the strength to admit that something is wrong with them and go get help. Some people can admit there's something wrong with them. They'll say, well, I know something's going on inside of me. I don't feel right. I know that I'm different. I can't control myself. I just want to know what's going on wrong with me. But I don't want to go get help. I can do this on my own. Nope. You cannot. Yeah. You, as a narcissist, myself, I truly don't believe that you think you can do it by yourself. I really don't. I don't think that you can do it by yourself. I don't think that a narcissist can work on themselves by themselves and change their behaviors on a major level. I think it requires some type of actual outside help. I do. I think it requires something from the out, somebody, some outside source, you know. It requires a level of vulnerability for them to go get help. But Lee, okay, so what? So if you had gun to your head, if you had to say how do we do it though, Lee? I'm on an option. I want to stay. Yeah, again, the only way a narcissist get help, this is what I said earlier, they have to want to do it themselves. So it has to seem like an idea that came from them. My wife yelled at me and called me a narcissist. My full story, y'all, if y'all don't know, if you Google CNBC, Lee Hammack. You know the TV channel, the news organization, CNBC? Google CNBC, Lee Hammack, and an article will come up with my full story in it of how I got the therapy and how I work on myself. Dr. Raman is in the same article. She's in the same article as well. So we'll see. But my full story is in there. My wife called me a narcissist, and then she left. So my journey to going to get help came from me. Only thing she did was call me a narcissist. And this is not me telling you to call your partner a narcissist, to call your mom or daddy, your brother, your sister. This is not me telling you to call them a narcissist. This is me saying that my wife called me a narcissist because she was done and she was leaving. She out on her way out the door, she called me a narcissist and dipped out. You see? She didn't say, "Hey, Lee, babe, honey boo boo, my stupid, my little booka booka." She didn't say nothing like that. She called me a narcissist and dipped out. She didn't say, "Oh, I love you so much, go get help." No, she didn't. The word help, that wasn't in her vocabulary. I did that. I looked up the word narcissist on my own, and it opened up the world to me. I'm not telling you to call your partner a narcissist. I'm not saying to do that. The only way, it has to seem like it comes from them. You have to paint it in a good light. You have to paint it in a good light. How do you paint it in a good light, y'all? How do you paint telling somebody that they have a disorder, they possibly have a disorder, in a good light? Somebody who doesn't want to admit that anything is wrong with them, how do you paint that in a good light? You have to make it seem like there's nothing wrong with being a narcissist. And that's what my channel is. This is what I'm telling people, y'all. This is my channel. I tell people, there's nothing wrong with being a narcissist. If you're working on yourself, you're not intentionally out here hurting other people. Intentionally or unintentionally, consistently hurting other people. There's nothing wrong with it unless you're hurting other people. Like, you can work on yourself. You can work on yourself. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. Accept you for you and work on you. It has to seem like it's a good idea coming from someone else. I mean, a good idea coming from them. Because you know a lot of narcissistic people, y'all. This is how the mind works. Like, you will give them some advice and they won't listen to it. Somebody else will give them that same advice and they'll listen to it. You are too close, y'all. I think, like, a lot of people don't realize this. Like, a lot of times you are just too close to the situation to realize that they're not going to take advice from you. They don't look at you as their equal or somebody on their level. It has to come from somebody else. So it can't come from you. It has to come from somebody else. Even if it comes from somebody else, there's no guarantee that they're going to receive it the way that you want them to receive it. You know what I mean? So even if it comes from someone else, even if they say, "Hey, this is what's going on right here. This is what happened right here." Even if they are agreeable to listening to somebody else calling them a narcissist, or not even the word narcissist because it's so derogatory. Say, "Hey, you have to go to therapy," something like that, getting talked out. So somebody else has to lead by example. Somebody that they respect or they are jealous of, that they admire, has to be leading by example for them to say, and tell them. It has to come from sometimes, y'all. It can't come from you. Sometimes it's not the message, it's the messenger. You're the messenger. Sometimes you're just too close to it, y'all. And a lot of narcissistic people don't respect the people that are super close to them, the wife and kids, the parents. They don't respect them like that. They don't respect the advice. But if somebody, a high authority figure, told them that something like that, they might be something they might be willing to look into. So it might be the source. It might have to come from somebody else. Then somebody else might have to paint it in a good light for them, but not you. You know, I know you wanted to come. I know you wanted it to come from you because you want to be the helpful source that you are. You wanted to be you. But yeah, sometimes it just can't come from you. Sometimes you have to remove yourself from the situation. I'm not telling you to leave the relationship. I'm telling you sometimes you have to remove yourself from the situation to see it in a different light. Like, this person doesn't respect me. They never take my advice. So why would they listen to me about therapy? You know, why would they listen to me about going to get help? Why would they listen to me? They don't listen to you about cooking and cleaning and whatever, the paying the bills or whatever. They don't listen to you about nothing else. Why would they listen to you about going to get some mental health help? You see what I'm saying? Sometimes they might pretend to listen to you if you want to leave. You know what I mean? Like I said, like, my wife left, I was all ears when she left. I didn't really want her to leave. But when she left, I was just like, dang. And then she called me a narcissist. Like, well, maybe they'll help me get her home. So I looked it up. You know what I mean? I was super angry. I was like, why the hell she called me a narcissist? Maybe let me look this up to see what's going on. I looked it up, and guess what happened? Narcissist. And it happened to fit me. So it was, in the beginning, it wasn't me looking it up for, like, with a good intent. It was me looking it up out of anger, because I was super angry when she sent that to me. I promise you, when she sent that to me, I was so angry. Yeah. She didn't send it to me. When she called me a narcissist, I was so angry. It just didn't make any sense. I was just literally flaming hot, you know. But that's what happens a lot of times in these situations right here, y'all. when you're dealing with narcissistic people, toxic people, this is kind of the crux that you fall into when you're dealing with people like this. Is that, like, you want them to go get help, but they have to want it more for themselves. You can't want them to go get help more than they want it for themselves, or you'll be, it's like you put, it's like literally like you are pushing against a brick wall. You know what I mean? You yourself, go, I mean, you don't believe me, go outside, find the closest building to you and push against the brick wall. Go ahead and do that. See how that, you know, see how that ends up for you right there, because typically it doesn't end very well for people, you know. But that's just a space that a lot of people fall into when you're trying to help people. You want people to go get help. Like I said, it's okay to choose you. It really is. And like, a lot of narcissists want you to accept them for who they are. They want you to, like, if you want to be with me, you have to accept me for who I am, you know. But that's the piece that a lot of people fall into, y'all. I just want to help as many people as I can. I mean, it has to come from you. You know, it can't come from, it has to seem like it's a good idea. It has to seem like it's been, you have to make it seem like it's beneficial to them, for them to be better, for them to feel like a glorious king or queen or whoever they are. You see what I'm saying? But anyways, y'all, I'm going to cut this thing to the end. I appreciate you being here. I'm super thankful for every single one of y'all. If you haven't already, go ahead and like and subscribe to the channel, y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. I am truly, eternally grateful for every single one of y'all that support the channel in any way, shape, or form. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so that we can reach more people, to help more people. The self-love brand is available. I'm strong. I love me. It's a self-love brand. The self-love journal is available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love and identity, you know, during the toxic relationship. Also, look into joining the channel memberships to get more behind the scenes perks and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you. Thanks.